Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. Flooding in the Northeast has badly damaged a church in Queens. Father Chris O'Connor is pastor of St. Mary's Winfield.
We are expecting water, some rain, and we sometimes have a little flood or something like that, maybe an inch, but nothing to this immensity. It got up to 10 feet at one point in our lower church. It's destroyed everything. So where the water is, we just recently installed what's called an adoration chapel. We spent over $100,000, and we just opened up that chapel back in February, where people come in every day to pray. And right next to it is a classroom we use for teenagers for confirmation preparation. So we're just getting ready to reopen everything after COVID. We're going to have in-person instruction. And now I'm not sure what we're going to do because the water's still in the church. We still have about 6 feet left in the church.
Father Chris O'Connor is pastor of St. Mary's Winfield in Queens. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick in a Massachusetts court has entered a plea of not guilty to charges of sexually abusing a 16-year-old boy nearly 50 years ago.
The fall from grace was a long time in coming. Defrocked Cardinal Theodore McCarrick is now 91, charged with sexually assaulting a 16-year-old boy during a wedding reception in Wellesley, Massachusetts, nearly 50 years ago. Hecklers greeted the former cardinal outside of Dedham District Court this morning, where he pleaded not guilty to the charges. McCarrick is the only U.S. Catholic cardinal, current or former, to ever be criminally charged with child sex crimes. Lori Kirby for CBS News, Boston.
Pope Francis has taken a jab at America's policy in Afghanistan.
In a wide-ranging radio interview, Pope Francis called the withdrawal of the U.S. military and its allies from Afghanistan legitimate, but criticized the way it was carried out. As far as I can see, not all eventualities were taken into account here, he told Spanish Catholic radio station COPE. I don't know whether there will be a review or not, but certainly there was a lot of deception, perhaps on the part of the new authorities of Afghanistan, he said. The Pope framed the 20-year U.S.-led war in Afghanistan as an example of an outsider's attempt to impose democracy. Matt Piper, CBS News.
In that Spanish Catholic radio interview, the 84-year-old pontiff addressed several other topics, including his recent abdominal surgery, denying reports that he considered resigning due to ill health. Pope Francis says that thought never crossed his mind. The Pope did credit a Vatican nurse for saving his life by telling him he needed surgery, even when others advocated that it was better to treat his diverticulitis with antibiotics. Pope Francis is scheduled to travel to Hungary next weekend, then on to Slovakia for a 3-day visit. In the Spanish interview, the Pope says he also plans to travel to Scotland in November for the UN Climate Change Conference and hopes to visit Greece, Cyprus, and Malta later in the year. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.